You are not to discuss this matter amongst yourselves.
We don't submit reports or ask approval for specific operations, if that's what you mean. We are an autonomous department.
Any questions?
Podcasting from an abandoned subspace relay orbiting Risa, this is Section 31, gathering intelligence for you on Star Trek CCG. Now reporting in, operatives Dan and Rogue.
They know all the secrets that you hide.
Welcome to Section 31, episode number 218. I'm Dan Hammond.
And I'm Rogue Schindler.
This week, we're going to talk briefly about a tournament we didn't go to. We have a TUI spoiler, and we'll look ahead to more tournaments that we may not be able to go to. did you have any online games recently that we can talk about? You mentioned something last week.
I didn't. Well, as you caught in the middle of last week's episode, there's actually a fifth week, and apparently I'm not the only one who was surprised by that, so I don't feel quite so bad. Last week, I had played my game already, but it was right at the beginning of the week. This week, there is not. I think this, because it came as a surprise, I was not necessarily prepared, and my opponent is like, my schedule is mostly full up, so maybe we'll play and maybe we won't, but I'll still have another week before we are able to report results and talk about the tournament, to avoid spoiling decks for opponents.
I played my fourth round in my 1E OTF post-emissary tournament. And I still have my third round to play. So if I can manage it, I've already sent a note to my opponent and said, look, I know I wasn't around, and it's been a week since we've played, and I think we ought to close this out. You can have a full win because I just can't make it. But he said, hey, if we can find some time to play this week, let's do it. So I've got a couple more days this week. I will give it a try. If it can happen, that's great. I mean, I'm always good to have another game. I lost in my last round, so not good. But I'm welcome to the opportunity of having extra games online, I'll tell you. I mentioned I signed up for the Return to Farpoint. That should be starting up in a couple of weeks. With Just Premier, so I encourage everyone to join up on that. That's going to be fun. That's just 2E and Just Premier. It could be fun. It could be a lesson in why all the cards in Energize came out.
Yeah, there's definitely everybody always kind of jokes about Energize as far as a set, that's a bunch of stuff we don't use. But there's a lot of toolbox cards in that set that, even now we go back to, so.
And I've been meaning to make a list of all of those cards, like Timescape I think is the biggest, and just try to hammer on exactly what that was supposed to be fixing, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So just play a deck that just vomits out a ton of people and just hits the same mission over and over and over again, try to do triple teams on the same one. That's the first thing that came to mind. If they were cards that were made to hamper a strategy, well, let's see if we can take that strategy to the extreme.
Yeah, that's a good way to sort of reverse engineer the design of the sets.
Yeah. It says we're up to 14 players, so it should be fun.
Wow.
Yeah. You know, with 14 players, the odds of me playing against you are pretty low.
Yeah, but with 14 players, the odds of me playing 2E at all are also very low.
Fair enough. All right. Well, I look forward to adding a few people to the random number of people that I've played achievement. So join up. It should be fun.
In the meantime, speaking of tournaments that we aren't playing in together or at all, there was 2E this weekend. I was out of town for a race, and obviously you were busy with newborn duties, but they still managed to put together four people. Johnny and TV, along with Charlie and JD, came out for a straight-up 2E standard tournament, and it looks like Johnny takes the day with a big, fat TOS deck. I was just looking through the card list, and it looks pretty straightforward TOS solver, but JD gave him a run, it looks like, with his second place Klingon deck.
I wonder, JD had mentioned about trying to throw that Klingon sword deck together and just seeing how it runs. I wonder if that's what he if that's what he's playing. He doesn't have a deck posted yet, but hopefully he will.
Yeah, I was going to say that he may have given Johnny a run, but it looks like Johnny had a modified win against Thomas rather than JD. But JD managed to beat out TV and Charlie to take third. Charlie's still trying to get that con deck to work, I see.
Yeah, man, how disappointing is that?
Yeah. It's a fun idea, but especially as recently as it's come out, I feel like the meta is kind of prepared for it.
Yeah. I've got a note in the chat that JD copied TK's deck. So he was running TK's really fast Klingon tragic turn pile. So that would explain a good showing. It's a good deck. So anyway, I was looking at Johnny's deck. You know, one thing that I've always wanted to throw into a TOS deck is the coordinated counterattack, the one that doesn't let you gain any skills. I'm surprised it wasn't on there. I guess skill gaining was not something that he felt he needed meta against. You know what I'm talking about, right? Are you still here? Hello, hello. Oh, yeah, I could talk about Tribbles. They played Tribbles, they got another player, and had five people for Tribbles. I got the invite, too, and I thought about making the trip down there, but that probably would have been a bad idea. And somehow JD scored 1.3 million Tribbles. And it looks like Charlie came in second with 800,000. Usually 800,000 is enough to win in our local events, but not so much with that one. Congratulations to JD for taking the Tribbles, and congratulations to Johnny for winning with big fat TOS deck. All right, I'll close that up and move on. Our spoiler does not have any image with it. It is just a... it looks like an equipment. I see Rogue coming back here, so now would be a good time. Are you here?
I am.
Yeah, I talked about Tribbles for a bit, so let's just roll right into this to the spoiler from Project Rose.
All right, well, this is... I heard you say equipment. Did you give the title yet?
I have not. And it is one familiar to Oney players. It is the Orb of Prophecy and Change. Is this the first orb that we've seen in second edition?
It is, as far as I recall, I believe it is, but it does not appear to be the last since it has a new keyword, which is, appropriately enough, orb.
Orb. That's odd. This is one that I always expected because artifacts showed up right away, didn't they, in Premiere?
No, I think we had to wait a while for orbs. I don't think we got artifacts. We didn't get those until Necessary Evil, as I recall.
You know, maybe I'm thinking of just the fact that we've got Bajorans in the first set, and the orbs were in the first Bajoran set in 1E in DS9, and that's what I was expecting.
Yeah. The concept, because I believe that was something new of having to solve a mission requiring a skill before you can play the artifact. That came out with Necessary Evil, because then we got the sword and the flute and the thought maker kind of all at once. At any rate, this one is another mission attempting helper. It reads, when you... So this one confused me, so I'm going to read this slowly so we can get it right. I had to read it a couple times to quite parse it. When your personnel present, begin a mission attempt. You may exchange a personnel present with a personnel of the same affiliation in your discard pile if both of them could be played at the same headquarters mission you command.
All right, I can see why you had to read that a few times. There are a lot of qualifiers, a lot of things going on there.
Yeah.
It sounds like when you attempt a mission, you can swap people out as long as you could have played them both at the same place. Is that right?
So the person that you're... A personnel present with the artifact and a personnel in your discard pile are the same affiliation and they can both be played at the same headquarters.
Okay.
Which is a lot of garbledygook, which I think is just accounting for the fact that a lot of Federation people can play at different headquarters. Because otherwise, you would just be able to say, you know, same affiliation.
Right. Okay, yeah. So it's an equipment, it's an artifact, it's an orb. You start with a mission. Well, this fits Bajorans, right? Talking about going back to your roots. Pick people out of the discard pile and swap them out, kind of like the old Borum shuffle with whatever you want.
Yeah, I just don't get... I guess you're doing the swap to get a better person when you begin a mission. I was imagining it being more of a response action, but I guess it's more of a when your mission attempt begins. So you really are preparing for what's coming. You can't do this in the middle of a dilemma, say, like the Borg Queen. I was imagining more of a Borg Queen swap, but...
Yeah, you're right. It's a lot like that, except you can't secret identify out the artifact. It's equipment, though, so I guess you could malfunction it, oddly enough. It costs 2, right?
Yeah, 2 cost, and a once per turn.
Okay, well, that makes sense. You know, since artifacts aren't stopped, you can't double tap it. But
right.
You bring this along. You've built up a bunch of people in your discard pile, and you can just swap people in and out. That's funny. Go ahead.
I was just gonna say it's not like the queen though. That's what I thought, but it's because it's when you begin an attempt, so it's not nearly as good as I thought it was. Is what I'm trying to say, I guess.
It'd be funny if you somehow accidentally solved a acquisition, anthro, or archaeology mission with your Borg on the first turn. And use this to get the queen back, and then use the queen to get anyone else back?
Yes, that would be handy, because that's the big thing that really hampers the Borg, is once they lose the queen, there's no more swapping going on.
But, I would use this to... Wow, you know, this would also work well, oddly enough, in a Cardassian deck, when you're just pitching everything in play. You know,
You're
drawing and throwing away and drawing and throwing away, and now you've got just a ton of cards in your discard pile right before you use your... back to basics, you know.
It looks like all of my astrophysics personnel are in my discard pile.
Exactly. And, you know, or you get to that point where you just, you know, you're short one skill, but you need to start attempting. If you got this out, you can just go fish for it out of your discard pile and throw away that one cost guy and get your heavy hitter back.
Absolutely.
But... you're only going to be able to do this on your second mission attempt because you have to have completed a mission to get it out, right? Is there any way around that yet?
No. Okay. Well, there is one, Baran. But that's still a mission to solve, I think. I mean, you just don't have to hit that mission.
Right.
You don't have to do the acquisition anthro or archaeology program. You can just use one of his skills and download an artifact into play.
All right. Well, Charlie just said that I have no idea how true that is, and I've said way too many things. I have no idea what he's talking about, but apparently I speak the truth. We have no card number, no set title, but apparently the text is nearly 100% locked, which is something that we aren't able to say very often. Usually we have a lot of caveats, and eventually the card gets cut. But this this looks like it's pretty good.
That all but dooms this card, then.
I wonder if we're going to get any more orbs. Or is this just, you know, throw one out and then broken link the keyword?
Right. Wow. Yeah.
This makes me want to look at the deck builder and see if orb is already on here anywhere. No, I don't see it yet. There's nothing between nothing between Nucleogenic and Paw Wraith. All right. Be on the lookout, though. That's funny. Yeah. All right. Well, I'm thinking about all the high-cost personnel I'd want to play this with. You know, like get data back or, you know, anytime someone secret identity something, you play this and just get them back again the next turn.
Yeah.
And it costs a 2. That's kind of like... I mean, it's a little high for an equipment, but it does some pretty good stuff, so that's probably not in that this costs way too much, you know, spot.
True, and, you know, I mean, not to get a little overly cheese meta here, but if you really want to get people back, you know, equipment aren't stopped in 2E, right? You just go down and keep using them. So once you got a couple of dilemmas under, I'll send down a guy, an attempt, and, oh, look, I'm beginning a mission attempt. I'll swap this guy for a guy in my discard pile.
What, once a turn.
Oh, not once per attempt. Okay, yeah.
All right, and I've been corrected. There's another Dan in the chat room who is his right, and I am not. I'm not speaking the truth. So, that's what happens. I'm being told in the chat room there is a keyword in rows that appears only one time. So, could be this, could be something else. Oh, Battleship TNG would be good, as Gooey Chewy in the chat room says, because there's a lot of high cost personnel that you'd want to get back. Well, brilliant. I like it, and. You know what? I'll tell you something. I don't know that I've ever used an artifact in 2nd edition.
Really? You never played the old Thord deck?
No.
Flutes or... you didn't do the recursion?
No, I've never did the
flute
with the recursion and stopping people to get things back. No. The problem I have is that it has the potential of being in your hand early in the game and you can't do anything with it when you don't want it. And then, after you complete a mission, kind of changing gears and just throwing out a few extra personnel here and there, and it's not something that, I don't know, it's not something in the playstyle that I've ever used. So, who knows? Maybe I'll try something out. Throw this into the brand deck. That would be interesting.
It would, especially since you're throwing, I mean, that Brett deck almost always has Galen in it, so you're not really going to care if you draw an artifact early. You're happy to toss it.
Mm-hmm.
So you get the bonus.
Yeah. It always felt that I should be running with something like These Are the Voyages to put cards back under my deck or just burn through the deck faster and filter through. Although that's mostly for... Is it a brand that you can download an artifact for every skill he uses? I think that's what I'm thinking of.
Yeah.
Very good. Sounds good. And, yeah. All right. Do we have anything else for today?
Not today. I think we have a tentatively scheduled 1E tournament in 2 weeks, and we both have online games this week. So, theoretically, I should be able to talk about my previously delayed end of a tournament.
So I'll also be
on our next show.
I should be able to as well, as I will either have played my third round of the four rounds, or it'll be canceled, it'll be called, and I'll be able to talk about it anyway. But I'm looking forward to that. Hopefully I get that last game in. Otherwise, I did talk about that TNG Borg deck a couple weeks ago, right?
Yes.
Okay, good. Because that was the other tournament I played in. That was much more entertaining. This was much more of a standard. This is a deck that I would take to a tournament and try to win with. So, and that's probably why I did not have as much fun. It was less about the crazy. All right, very good. Then we'll wrap it up.
All right. Well, we'll hope to have some more next time. In the meantime, we'll give a shout-out to Warp 11 for the theme song, which is always awesome. I am Sir Rogue.
And I'm Sir Dan.
And I'll remind you to expand your power in the universe.
And I will draw to end.
You cannot run, you cannot hide, and you cannot defect. They are always